Good morning. It's Wednesday, and yes, it is February. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. We finally get to see the updated international terminal at O'Hare Airport. Yesterday, Chicago officials cut the ribbon on a $1.3 billion terminal renovation. The original Terminal 5 was built more than 30 years ago, and as Chicago's gateway to the world, it's a part of why O'Hare is the second busiest airport. Watch out, Atlanta. The latest expansion created more gates and concessions. Jamie Ree is the Department of Aviation Commissioner, and she says these investments will support O'Hare's long-term future.
O'Hare 21 is designed to transform the passenger experience from curb to gate while meeting the needs of the traveling public through the 21st century.
Construction started back in 2019, and it accelerated during the pandemic since activity at the airports was at an all-time low. The staffing shortage news continues, this time in Illinois public schools. My colleague Char Dastin is reporting on a survey of school districts across the state that found nearly 4 out of 5 of them reported a shortage of teachers already this year. Almost every district said the problem was the same or worse compared to last year. The survey came from the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. Their president, Mark Kleisner, said not enough teachers were applying, and the schools had to make do with long-term substitutes or teachers who were trained in the wrong subject or grade level.
One of my colleagues mentioned he knew of a middle school in his region where not one of the teachers was fully endorsed to be teaching what they were teaching.
But district officials also said the state has some tools to make things better. For instance, the state policies that allow substitutes to work more days per school year. But over 80% of district officials said the state should make it easier to pay teachers more, which would help recruit and retain them. Makes sense. In other education news, yesterday, the Illinois State Board of Education announced Tony Sanders as the state's new school superintendent. Sanders is replacing Carmen Ayala, who's been serving since 2019. She retired yesterday. John Berkey is the executive director of the Large Unit District Association. He gave Ayala her propers on her leadership during the pandemic.
This is not the 4 years you thought you were going to get when you took the job. But with leadership, you have to take what's thrown at you. And I think you did a great job trying to navigate through a very difficult couple of years.
Sanders is leading the Elgin-based district right now, U46, which is the second largest school system in the state. He'll start his new position at the end of this month, which, again, is February. Like, how are we already here? The city of Chicago has been negotiating with utility company ComEd for months on a franchise agreement, and they finally reached a new deal. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is expected to introduce it at the city council meeting today. The deal allows ComEd to keep providing electricity to Chicagoans for at least 15 years. It also includes a so-called energy and equity agreement that's supposed to establish some environmental, social, and economic goals that ComEd would help the city accomplish. For instance, the city is saying ComEd will commit to using up to $120 million in shareholder funds, in part for community projects aligned with the city's climate action plan. The last agreement with ComEd was nearly 3 decades long, and it expired in 2020. And it's time for quick hits before we get to the weather, starting with another COVID update. Yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the end of Illinois' COVID disaster emergencies, which lines up with President Biden's announcement that national health emergencies will also expire, both on May 11th. Pritzker was careful, though, to add that the emergency's over, but danger is not. COVID-19 has not disappeared. Yeah, we know. And another L for the Chicago sky. Yesterday, 13-year veteran Courtney Vandersloot said she would not be returning to the team next season. The Sky lost Candace Parker to free agency earlier this week. Now, with Courtney gone, they'll lose a 4-time All-Star and longtime captain. As for weather, temperatures are still in the single digits right now, but it's jumping up to a high of 27 today. The sun is out all day, so soak it in. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 20s. And that's it for now on The Rundown. Later today, libraries have been a battleground for free speech for a long time. But over the last couple years, it's been next level in the U.S., including the Chicago area. Ban the books. Don't ban the books. Just move the books up to where the kids can't see.
How do I maintain the professional standard of allowing people to have access to all kinds of books? But how do I also grapple with the fact that some of this kind of feels like a personal attack?
My colleague Adornami Gade will tell us how the back and forth at libraries in the area is affecting library staff and changing the culture of libraries at large. That's today at 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Allen. I'll talk to you then.